Good evening. Welcome to Mass this evening, the beginning of another week. And on this poignant day in the life of our nation, and we remember and give thanks to God for the sacrifice of so many whose lives were lost by evil as it manifests itself so powerfully on this day 22 years ago. Let's just take a moment of silent prayer to raise to God those who lost their lives on this day and since, and pray for peace and healing and reconciliation throughout our land. I'm sure the man in tonight's gospel never thought that he would be the center of attention. The Pharisees are watching Jesus closely, but Jesus already knows that. He knows he's going to heal this man, restore him to wholeness, to life. They're hoping to have something to use against him because he will cure on the Sabbath. We've heard Jesus say many times in the scriptures that he is Lord even of the Sabbath. God is not bound by time or place. Just because it's the Sabbath doesn't mean that God is not going to work. But he puts the question to the Pharisees, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? To save life rather than to destroy it? And he often phrases these questions so wonderfully that he knows that the Pharisees have no response. And so he says to the man, stretch out your hand. And immediately as he does, his hand is made whole. I'm not quite sure what a withered hand is. Is it something that has been caused by disease, by an accident, by birth? We don't know. It's almost as if that doesn't matter. He has a condition that needs healing. He's a person that needs to be made whole by the love and mercy and healing of God. I want to just for a moment just take away from the concept of the man in the gospel. But hear Jesus saying to you and to me, what is it that you need? What are you looking for? What are you seeking? Where are you looking? And then stretch out your hand. Because when I do that, I am placing my life into the hand of God. I'm asking God to take whatever is of worry or concern or fear or anxiety, and I'm asking God to take it. But I can only give it to him if I open my hands. Clenched hands are no good except to do wrong. Open hands, surrender to God. Do I have the faith in my life that even though something in me may be withered, so let's take it back to the gospel, I'm still confident enough to approach God and open my hands before him? But what I have to do is once I open my hands, is I have to leave them open. Because God then wants to pour in whatever it is that he needs to give us. And he can't do that if our hands are closed, if they're clenched in fear or worry or desperation or whatever it may be. So constantly God is saying to us, stretch out your hand to receive healing, like the man in the gospel, but also to receive my life. In a few moments, that's what we will do. We will open our hands, our mouths, our hearts to receive God in Holy Communion. Are those hands and hearts open to God? Or is there something that is causing them to be withered? Something that is causing them to be clenched? Go to God, not with clenched hands and closed hands, but with open hands, because you've heard his voice calling you. You've heard his voice asking you, what is it that you need? And you know as well as I do that you can't pick up something or anything with clenched hands. They have to be open to go to God and to keep them open to receive God.